Jeff Blankman joined here today by state champion Tegan Renzi from the Carroll Boys Swim Team as he wins the 200 freestyle at the state swim meet over in Iowa City this past weekend on Saturday. Tegan, I tell you what, congratulations, man. Does that have a nice ring to it, state champion Tegan Renzi?
Thank you. Yeah, it definitely does. I don't think I'm still fully processed that I've won state.
And you went over there hoping to do that. You were a favorite. You're one of the guys that everybody thought would have a shot. So how long you think it's going to take before it actually settles in for you?
Oh, I don't know. Probably the rest of the league. But, man, after getting second last year in that race, I was like, I got to come back and win this thing next year. That was just the goal all season, just to get that state title and win.
And I talked to you before you went down. I could tell how bad you wanted it, but I could also tell you didn't put any pressure on yourself the way it appeared anyway. You seemed pretty relaxed.
Yeah. Like a while ago, I would always struggle with putting too much pressure on myself. So just not putting any pressure on myself and just trusting what I've done leading up to the state meet has been so big, so huge for me to be able to do things like win the state meet.
So now most of the time in an interview like this, I would start with Saturday's race because that's the one where you truly clinch the championship. But I actually want to get to that one second because what happened on Friday in the prelims almost steals the show a little bit because something almost happened that almost cost you an opportunity to get to swim on Saturday and go out and win that state championship. I'll let you kind of tell the story as it happened to you and around you.
Okay, so prelims, first race of the state meet. Everyone's ready to go, super excited. I was ready to go. Get up on the blocks for prelims and get ready. Take your marks. And then hear a loud bang. Someone dropped their metal water bottle after they said take your mark. And I flinched really hard. And apparently some other guys did too. And then I slammed the race, and then you get disqualified for a false start if you flinch on the start or you go early. So I was swimming the whole race thinking, man, I probably just got disqualified. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, there's probably an off chance that everyone heard that water bottle. And so I just went out there and I slammed my race, and I was not going to slow down for that. And I ended up going in top seed.
And you said that within about a second to maybe a second and a half, the horn went off to allow you guys to start. How did you right yourself that quickly that you went, oh, I flinched, I could be done, I got to swim my best race?
I was like, initially, I was like, oh, man, that was not fun. But as soon as I got in the water, I'm like, I was just thinking, well, we're in this race, might as well go swimming.
Right.
So I just put my head down and just started swimming.
So you broke the school record Friday in the prelims. You come back on it Saturday. You do it all over again. You swim a 1:37 at 20. You're an automatic All-American, which you were anyway, but that makes it even more special. So take me through Saturday's race. How did it play out for you in the pool?
Oh, man. Finals, pressure is on, but I tried not to put any pressure on myself. I was super excited for this. I was planning just to go out hard and then hang on that last 75. I wasn't going to let anybody beat me on that first 100. And that's what ended up happening. I went out faster than everyone else. But Will Van Zee, lane 3, right next to me, he was starting to catch me on last 25, and I just ended up putting my head down last 12 and a half and got the win on that one.
How close was it on the finish? How close did he get to you?
I think it was 0.3 seconds.
And
that was pretty close.
Yeah, that's pretty darn close. What was the difference for you, you think, that last 12 and a half to 20 meters that gave you the win?
I just put my head down. I didn't breathe. Kind of made it more like a 50 stroke on that last half and just put everything I had in there. Used my legs, used all the energy left.
Did you know the moment you touched that you had won?
Yeah, when I was reaching, I was looking over a little bit. I felt myself touching, and I saw him touch afterwards. So I knew I had won that, and looked up at the board and I was like, finally, I did it.
What was the initial reaction like?
It was a big sigh of relief. That was the initial reaction. Big breath in, big sigh of relief. Gave a little fist bump to the crowd. I was pretty happy after that one.
Do you get a chance to really celebrate that at all? Because you had another individual event and then two more relays later in the day. So how do you get past the, hey, I just won a state championship, but yet you got to be focused to go out and still swim well the rest of the day as well?
Yeah, after the race, everyone congratulates you. Talk to Deb, talk to Carly, and then just go cool down. Because if you don't cool down, you're going to have so much lactic acid, and then you're just going to not feel great for your next race. So I made sure I got my cool down in. And then that kind of just reset my head, focused on the 100 free after that, and then the rest of the meet after that one.
So you finished third in the 100 free, but you break the school record as well. You guys also broke the school record in the 200 freestyle relay and the 400 freestyle relay, and Legan broke school records down there in his two event individual events as well. So what was going on with you guys that you were so just on the whole group, not just you win the state title, but everybody seemed to be on all day on Saturday?
I don't know. I mean, all of us are super close. We were all super excited going to this meet. Everyone was super happy with their times. And I just think everyone had such a great mindset going in, and we just continued it throughout the whole state meet. And it worked. Everyone was swimming the best they ever have. Deb said it's probably the best state meet she's ever had. And it was probably the most fun one I've ever been to.
What was it that got you guys that focused? And what was the celebration like after every time you guys broke a state record?
I think everyone just knew we had done the work, all the practices leading up to this point. Everyone was confident in their abilities to swim. Everyone's just jumping after all our swims, giving each other high fives, going up, congratulating whoever just swam. We were all just super happy for each other.
Perfect way to end the career. What did you guys do to celebrate the great day, for yourselves and for Deb, like you said, for she's been coaching probably close to 20 years now as the head coach there at Carroll, and this was the best state run you guys ever had.
Well, I'd say for Deb is how we swam. We really put our heads down, and we did really well. Swam really well for ourselves and for the team, and that's pretty much how we celebrated for Deb. I mean, hugs afterwards. Thank yous for everything. As a team, we went out to eat at Five Guys. We did that last year. Kept the tradition alive, and we did that again this year. But we were all, I mean, today we were all pretty tired. Just kind of went to bed after that.
Do you want to tell us what you had at Five Guys?
I had two double cheeseburgers with bacon.
Okay.
And a large bag of fries. And I had probably 3 Powerades.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, you're making me hungry right now. The one thing I haven't talked to you about yet is you're the first ever, as far as we're aware, a first ever state champion in Carroll Boys swimming history. What's that mean to you?
I did not know that until today, and it means a lot. To be the first one up, to be the first one for that is something special. And I'm very, very grateful for the opportunities that I've had to be able to accomplish that.
So you're headed off to Ohio State. What do you do between now and the fall?
Just keep swimming, lifting, keep staying athletic. I'll swim all throughout the whole summer, and there's no break after this state. I mean, I'm starting practice up again tomorrow.
Well, I tell you what, man, congratulations. It has been an absolute honor getting to cover you and watching you swim here these last few years, with Carroll. Wish you the best of luck at Ohio State. I know I'm going to be peeking at their website to see how things are going. So congratulations on everything. It's well-deserved. You put in the work to deserve everything you've gotten. So appreciate you joining us here today very much.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
You bet. Teagan Renzi again with the Carroll Boys Swim Team. Again, he is the state champion in the 200 freestyle.